perfect minute of MC Frontalot goodness, and this is 10 dozen minutes of iPod accessories with Jake and Skullhead.
Just looking around the room for ideas again, are you, Mr. Skullhead?
Afraid so. This is 10 dozen minutes of naked pictures
that led
of
my,
with Jake and Skullhead.
Oh, that was pretty good. How you been in these 4 days since our last show, Mr. Skullhead?
Oh, well, I was hanging around you for most of them, so covered in bliss, I would say, is how I've been.
I forgot about that.
How about yourself?
The same, but blisters.
Ah. Big hands, I know you're the one.
Yeah, I had kind of a shitty day today, as you may have noticed.
Mm-hmm.
There were those problems with the image/forum server, and while I was in the process of fixing them, my the whole neighborhood. I came home, I was planning on doing some work last night, like 2 o'clock, and doing some transfers of various functionality to the other database server, try and combat the lag a little bit. But none of my internet was working. None of my internets were available, or the internets that weren't mine.
Not a single and one. Not a single mess.
Yeah, so I was like, well, shit, and I went to bed. Then I woke up and I'm like, woo, it's working, and I got to working on the image server because. Well, more on that later, but I shut down the web server and the database server for the forums to see what was going on just in time for the internet service to quit working again. So had to go eat lunch and go to the comic shop waiting for it to come back on. And then when it didn't, I decided that I would go over to Boozer's and get back on there. Kind of fixed it. It turns out we're big time now. I guess there's a virus that one of its effects is this little denial of service attack against web servers, and I guess it found us somehow.
It's probably one of the people that we really pissed off back in the early days.
It could have been. I don't know. It might just be random too. I mean, it might just randomly select IPs until it finds a web server and then just starts saying, I got it kind of band-aided. My host supposedly has a fix, but it didn't work when I tried it, so I'll have to mess with that. Some more, but we're limping along now. Other than that, nothing particularly exciting is going on. How are we looking on questions? Are there a lot of submissions?
Yeah, we've got a good page.
Submissives. There are a handful from last week or very early today. Squishy18 says, "Can I be your final question read out loud?" No, apparently not.
You can be the very first, though.
You can be the very first one, yeah. Dragon1 says, could you make a custom clan item you could buy, like Avatars, in the Mr. Accessory store? That's very interesting, because that's something we were talking about just this weekend. Although, something kind of backburnery, because, I don't know, I want to focus on actual content work now, rather than more in encouraging donations work and or meat sinks. CloudStrife says, you guys just switched to music? What the hell? No, we didn't.
We pretty much always play a song to come in and a song to go out, just because it's easier to switch.
Well, I think that was before. I think he thought we were on at some other time and was listening and decided to listen to music, or listening to somebody who was playing music. Fifi Katana says, I'm even dreaming about KOL. I dreamt that Boozer Bear had given me some steaming evil, and I used it to fight crime. I was sad when I woke up and found out it wasn't real. Thanks a lot. Well, thank you, Fifi Katana. Have you had many Kingdom of Loathing dreams, Scully?
I did have one that combined aspects of Kingdom of Loathing, Legend of Zelda, and Mario 64. But that's about it.
I have dreams sometimes that, like, something's wrong with the servers, and I have to run down some infinite hallway to get to my computer. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Regular old anxiety dreams that you would normally have about whatever your job was, only now my job is Kingdom of Loathing. I don't know that I've ever actually had, like, dreams about stuff in the game. As much as I would like to mine that rich source of potential content.
Right. I tend to dream about...
The Toad says...
Where are you...
I'm sorry, what's that?
I think we're looking at two different sets of private messages.
No, see, I pulled these out. These were from last week.
Oh,
you came in after the show ended, but I pulled them off before I rotated last week's messages out, and I've just got them in a text file here.
Oh, okay. Rock
on. So I just wanted to go through a handful of these before we get to today's questions.
Shining.
Like this one. The Toad says, hey, Jick, you procrastitute. You said you would fix the texty terrarium on the 18th. You know what? I actually woke up this morning, And the first thing I did was open Paint Shop to start fixing that layout. And then as soon as I opened KOL to look at the existing layout, I found out that the image server shit was going on and ended up doing that instead. So, sorry. Today was supposed to be tomorrow to the 17th, but it turned out not to be. So it's going to be, 7 days instead of six until tomorrow?
Right.
I'm going to try my damnedest to get it out there tomorrow.
7 days until tomorrow sounds like some weird action movie.
Or some really bad band.
Yeah. Or, the new Bond movie. This summer.
The new Gold Bond movie about foot injuries.
Medicated powder.
All right. Medicated powder. It's just a guy who doesn't have any body hair in an asylum on all kinds of things.
Being filmed by a pedophile.
Huh?
That movie was directed by a fellow who is a convicted pedophile.
Who was it?
Somebody, Sawa, not Devin Sawa, or Akira Kurosawa.
not that guy, not like Roman Polanski or like that, because that guy wasn't really a pedophile, right?
No, this was a guy who had pictures of naked boys, and I've never seen Powder, but apparently if you see it, it becomes obvious that it was shot by a guy.
I don't know, I kind of liked it, but then again, I also have a lot of pictures of naked boys.
Now, Victor Salva, that's the guy.
Huh. Well.
Also,
all right, this is good radio.
Yep.
One Ton Tomato says, at the top of today's Radio Bugbear messages, will this show be recorded? We're not actually sure. Did you get any late word from Nicodemus on that, Mr. Skullhead?
Last I checked, or the last thing he said was he was still frantically figuring out how to do it.
Huh.
So I'm not 100% sure.
Well, here's hoping that somebody has a copy of it, and here's also hoping that somebody has a copy of last week's. There might have already been a call out for that. But if not, I may put something on the front page. Because last time, nobody could find one, but then I put something on the front page saying, hey, anybody got a copy of this? And somebody sent me one, like, the next day. So maybe we'll be able to track it down.
Right. Also, Nicodemus just said that Shadows Light is recording, so...
Ah, good deal. So we will definitely have an archive of this. Of course, that only matters to the people who can't hear me saying this right now. Well, and those who like to... masturbate to the sound of our voices at a later date,
mm-hmm.
Myself included in that group.
But of course,
Lady Wenna, who her last question was the evocative, "Who are all the other Wennas?" If I remember correctly, said if Mr. G1 and D Kicker 18 were to fight each other, who would win?
The American viewing public.
That's the truth. Let's see. Beatrix Kiddo says, are Mr. Accessory Store familiars going to be continued through Ascension and beyond? Yeah. All. I think from what we've been talking about as far as items going across after Ascension, what's essentially going to happen is you are going to be able to pull your familiars out of the terrarium just in general and convert them back into their larval forms.
Right.
And in doing so, they will go into long-term storage when you ascend, just like everything else does. We really ought to probably post a new Ascension discussion thread,
sure.
Mr. Skullhead, that sort of updates the stuff that we've been, updates the public with the stuff that we've been talking about. Because I think we've pretty much decided. I think we're square, and like, there's no more figuring out how to handle stuff. It's all just doing it from
right.
now on. So that might not be a bad thing. And Riff says, speaking of that, since we'll be re-larvaing our familiars to carry them through Ascension, will we have a similar option for campground equipment? No. That's something that I specifically want you to have to get again.
Yeah.
Because that sort of, the high-end people don't really remember this, but that kind of, you get that stuff at a kind of a trickle as you go through the game, and so it sort of controls the pace of how effective your resting is compared to your level and compared to where you're adventuring. That kind of thing. Plus, I want everybody to see the campground the way that it's supposed to look now, which is, it's a bunch of grass which slowly gets filled in with stuff that you get, as opposed to just something that starts out totally cluttered and ugly.
Right.
You want to take one there while I open this delicious Stone IPA, Mr. Skullhead?
Why, certainly.
Stone. I've actually already finished opening it, so...
Cold IPA.
Go ahead, anyway.
Bobo the Pink Elephant asks a question that's going on our FAQ. Is it possible to get the protest sign, and if not, why not make it tradable? Not everybody can have every item in the game. That's, the protest sign is less an item and a trophy and more of proof that you're old school. Or
yeah.
Your
yeah,
school
proof that you were
is,
around
is
for
as
the
old
protest.
Enough. Your school is as old as the sign.
Yeah. That wasn't really that long ago, was it? I mean, it was like less than 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So. Oogie says, is there going to be a special thing for Valentine's Day? Of course there is. Tom Corday asks a related question. Why does Jick smell so good in preparation for the Valentine's Day event?
And that's just the way he rolls.
It is. It's Tom's of Maine all-natural deodorant. That's why I smell so good.
Warning, Jick may not actually smell good in person.
Hey. Let's see. For all the noobs, asks Alchemical Soul, could there be a slash rules command in chat that would give people the rules of the channel? Please note this would be different than slash question mark or slash FAQ, which doesn't. It would be different from slash FAQ in that it would actually do something, I'm assuming, because slash FAQ does not, as far as I know. I don't know. We definitely need to. We need some way of making the accepted behaviors in each channel. Actually public and expressed somewhere, which it's not, except in the announcement when I first made the chat change.
And the policy.
I mean,
well, not really in the policies, channel-wise.
It isn't in the policies, is it?
Not channel by channel, no. Just general behavior.
I mean, it seems to have been pretty self-regulating, but I'm sure it causes some confusion that wouldn't be there if we were a little clearer about it.
Right.
Fearful Ferret says, say this for me, nothing has changed. Also, will you give us advance warning of Ascension, or will everybody overload the server every time there is a long maintenance? You know, Ascension is not going to be marked by a long maintenance, and I don't know why everybody keeps getting excited every time maintenance. When maintenance takes a long time, that usually means that, like, something is fucked up, and rather than me rolling out great new content, it usually means that I'm just going to have to spend more time fixing stuff and not working on Ascension. Yeah. I think I did that the other day where there was that half-hour maintenance. There was just a problem with the stuff that deletes inactive players, and I believe I fixed it because I think it's back down around 15 minutes, which is where it's supposed to be.
So you did get that straightened out for the most part?
Yes.
All right.
I believe so. It wasn't as the process that I realized I needed to go through on optimizing those queries wasn't as efficacious as I was hoping it would be because I had mostly done it. But I did cut it in half, so that's pretty cool, I guess. I mean, I cut it in half after doubling it the day before,
right.
So, but it's more effective now. Which is to say, it does more stuff, but, nothing has changed.
Yeah, nothing at all.
I guess people like hearing me say that, because that's what I always say in the forums whenever somebody starts just randomly talking about, wait a minute, I'm suddenly getting fewer clovers from the shore when, nothing, in fact, has changed. So I like to ring in every once in a while and just tell them that they're barking up a phantom tree.
I enjoy the phantom tree. It's like the Star Wars movie with the ants in it.
Right. Tote says, play some can. Tote, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. Is there a band called Can?
I don't know. That would be a really hard thing to check.
Yeah, it really would be.
Maybe he wanted us to play, like, some sort of internet version of Kick the Can?
I don't have any cans. Wait, I have some cans of Schlitz in the refrigerator, which is what my people call a refrigerator.
Right.
My people being four-year-olds. let's see. I am the AZN man, says... Are you guys considering putting in a new item for donations other than a Mr. A, because they won't be usable after Ascension, which we are holding Scully's soul to by contract? What?
What?
If anyone believing that Mr. Accessories are going to be any more or less usable after Ascension believes something that is wrong.
That's weird.
Let's see. Jark Olives says, Chicken Skullhead, I like the emergency stand DJ before you came on. Could You Thank Her, and the cool background noises. Wasn't it Fusilivan?
I think that was Haplo with the mic on. Or, no, Haplo's a dude. Is Haplo a dude?
I don't know.
I have no idea what that person is talking about.
Okay. Megary asks, and I believe this is a question for you, Mr. Skullhead, how much meat to rent out Jick's mom for the night?
Judging by experience, I'd say about 7 inches.
Oh! You could have said 11 or something, man. That's...
No, because
wow.
Then everybody would know I was saying 11 because I meant 4.
Well, you know, I usually say 11 when actually I mean 9.
Right. Oh, Albasoon points out that Haplo is Fusiliban's girlfriend, and apparently was on the mic for a couple of minutes while Fusiliban was doing something.
No, right. I just wasn't sure if people were supposed to know that or not.
Oh. Well, why didn't you say that?
Well...
Instead of feigning ignorance so that I would spend some time looking at it.
well, all right. Let's see. Frazzlehoon says, Scully's mom is the speed limit. My power is overwhelming. Radio KO is mine for the taking. I kill, kill, kill. Hello. Goodbye. I don't know why Frazzlehoon says, I kill, 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 hello. I say goodbye.
I say I kill, 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 goodbye. Apparently, Haplo has her gender and her dating status with Fusiliban on her character page.
Oh, okay. Well,
and
fine.
So,
dude, whatever. All right. I just did that.
Check these things out before you just go around saying stuff.
Sizzler says, as KOL gains in popularity and player base, do you plan on expanding any aspects of the game in the near future? Nope. No more changes or updates ever.
Yep.
Frazzlehoon says, how about a drink button on the drink mixing page? Not letting that one go, are you, Frazzlehoon? I don't know. I mean, the reason that I don't want to do it is because it's not that a drink link on the drink mixing page would be really cluttery. It's that once I did that, then there would have to be a use link every time you get an item, a drink link every time you acquire an item, an eat link every time you cook something. And by there would have to be, I mean, I would get hundreds of messages requesting it, and that is something I definitely don't want to do.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Red and White says, are you at all a cake fan? As in the band and not the food. The food is good, though, if it's made good. Well, I mean, anything is good if it's made good, right?
I think so.
Okay. I like cake, the band. Not the food, though. I'm not a big fan of actual cake. Although I like cheesecake. Zlai brought me some cheesecake at her other job. They had a customer appreciation day, and apparently the way they appreciate their customers is by buying too much cheesecake. And
that was some damn tasty.
Giving her some,
though,
which she then gave to me. Yeah, it's pretty tasty, huh? Although it's weird, like a single piece of that is like eating 800 pounds of normal food.
Yep.
Yes, I like cake.
Yeah, I'm a fan of both cake and cake.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Provided it's sheet cake with the buttercream frosting instead of just the lame-ass whipped cream-based froth.
Huh. Yeah.
I want the frosting you can, like, spackle a house with.
That's your buttercream and monogamy reference in the new text for when you eat the wedding cake?
Yep.
I'd never heard the phrase buttercream before.
Oh.
Frazzlehoon says, how about putting You Have X items back into the closet? I kind of don't want to because that was just a really unnecessary database hit. I mean, I guess it's sort of handy to know whether you have stuff in there, but I'd say it's not handy enough to justify the additional traffic. Shashakiro says, will you ever have a fullness meter like you have a drunkenness rating now? No, because a fullness meter isn't funny. You know, that's kind of... I mean, it's funny to have a drunk stat. It's not funny to have a how big are the contents of your stomach. And also, that's part of the challenge in eating, because you can't go over on eating. You know? You can go over on drinking. So it works differently mechanically, and the fact that you don't know unless you do a lot of experimentation, or look at spoilers, is part of the game. Crawley says, dearest Chicken Scully, could we get an updated number of meat in the economy / number of 1 billionaires and 100 millionaires? I can collect those statistics while you answer a couple questions if you'd like, Mr. Skullhead.
Certainly. Obfuscjake writes, a couple shows back, you mentioned the possibility of Jake experiencing extreme gastric distress on our show. A couple shows back, you mentioned the possibility of a /PvP chat channel. Is there any chance of that getting implemented in the near future? We are looking at adding chat channels, and that can go on the list of possible channels. Sure.
Yeah, I remember thinking that that was kind of a good idea.
Yeah.
Although, I have a feeling that it wouldn't be used so much to talk about PvP as it would be, you know, just another social channel, which is kind of cool. Maybe you can only get into it if your stone is broken.
That makes sense.
Looks like there is 370 billion meat in the economy total right now. A significant amount of that in the hands of people who are hoarding it, so it's not really in the economy. Then let me run some queries here to figure out the number of billionaires and 100 millionaires. I'd say you can take another question.
Fembot Artsy Pants says, is it just my imagination, or are the buffs not giving as many turns as they did before the beginning of the week? Oh, and what are you wearing? As far as I know, with the buffs, nothing has changed.
And nothing has changed.
I'm stark naked as a stark naked jaybird right now.
I'm wearing a They Might Be Giants shirt and a They Might Be Giants cock ring, and that's it.
Cool. Those were a limited edition.
Indeed.
I wasn't able to get one. You're breathing into your mic again, Mr. Vader.
Huh? What?
Your breathing's coming through pretty heavily on the mic.
Well, okay, then I'll move the mic. There are 45 billionaires. And
wow, there used to be 160.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them have gone away. And there are 587,000 millionaires. So those numbers keep going down. And, you know, prices of stuff in the mall keep going down. I think we're in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
So, there's the answer to that question. Jumbo Brian says, why do adventures cap at 200? Well, the reason that they cap at 200 at night is that I don't want somebody to create an account and then leave it sitting there accumulating adventures for, you know, a long, long, long time and then suddenly come back in and play like 3,000 adventures in one day. It used to be the reason I didn't want to do that is because I didn't want people just like shooting up the leaderboard for no reason. Or seemingly no reason. That isn't really a possibility anymore. But I have a problem with my ear and these headphones. That problem is that my ear hurts very badly once I've been wearing these headphones for about 24 minutes, which is about how long I've been wearing them. That's the reason. I don't want adventures to accumulate and then have people suddenly just generate, you know, 60 days worth of database traffic playing one day's worth of turns.
Yes.
There are some that call me Tim, says, what are the chances of having a 3 strikes and 1 or 2 day bans and you're gone forever? We have been tossing around the idea of banning accounts after they've been, or of disabling accounts after they've been banned a number of times that indicates that they're just continually getting banned on purpose.
Right.
I would actually be pretty comfortable, and I think basically everyone would agree with me, that if you get banned on purpose, then I'm cool with just disabling your account there.
Yeah, it's kind of a hard call to make, though.
Yeah, it's certainly not something I want to automate.
Yeah.
Let's see. Game Man says, can you hear me? I have an idea for a rare, well, 5 really lol. That's kind of the same thing that Game Man said last week.
Yep.
And then still didn't give what the actual idea is.
I'm sorry, Frazzlehoon, we can't hear you. Can you hear him?
Frazzlehoon says, there should be an item that ... wins the game. There is an item that wins the game.
Yeah. Haven't you found it yet?
Of checkers. It's a checker.
Hmm.
That was pretty funny, huh?
No.
Genie Beanie says, would it be possible to make it so you can use the item you just created from a link on the item creation results screen? See? I told you! Even mentioning it made people ask.
It's a slippery slope.
Yep, it is a slippery slope.
A slippery
just like the slippery slope.
Don't
down the.
That's gonna be. That's gonna turn out being a lot nastier than you thought it was going to be.
Yep. I'm on drugs says, here is a haiku by ex-girlfriend. You slashed up my soul. They are too fresh to dress. I am still bleeding. Note the fact that the second line has six syllables. Noted.
It's still
I am the AZN man asks the funniest question ever. Do your 4 300-pound trophies mean you did Scully's mom 4 times? Oh, that man, that was better than any joke about your mom I've made tonight. By which I mean the one that I aborted midway through.
Right. Speaking of aborted
much
midway
like the
through, no.
Again, not gonna let me go there. Let's see.
Well, that's a good question. There are some that Calamity Tim asks, why can I only buff folks on my friends list now? You can buff anybody. You just need to put their name in the text box instead of searching for them on the Who's Online list. But you can, you have your friends on your little list that you can buff them easily, but you have to do some typing to buff anybody who's not on your list.
Yeah, and this was purely I didn't feel that having the entire 1,500 person long list of everyone who was logged on was worth the sort of, you know, database hit that it caused to load that every single time. The table that keeps track of what players are online is a big performance drag, and I'm trying to use that less, trying to do it in ways that don't, you know, negatively impact gameplay or the convenience of the interface, and that was something that, you know, I changed it and I announced it, and, like, hardly anybody's complained about it, which leads me to believe that it was definitely worth getting rid of.
Yeah.
Toxic Popsicle brings up something that hasn't come up in a while. When you were attacked in PvP, shouldn't you gain stats for winning? Absolutely not. Because what you do then is you either pay people to attack you and win, or you make a bunch of multis and attack your main, which you've debuffed, which you've buffed up. You know, you keep losing on purpose. And that is effectively, given time, an infinite stat. That's exploit.
Right.
We had a lot of that. Spaghetti Eddie says, will you finally put to rest the rumor about Clockwork Maids blowing up? The Clockwork Maid / Frilly Skirt market has increased in price 5,000%. I believe we already did put that to rest last week on the show.
Yeah.
You know, the regular maids are not going to blow up. There may or may not be the sort of advanced maid that gives you more turns and expires, but... yeah, the maids are not going to blow up. We decided that. I mean, we decided that they were, and then the before we even mentioned it, there was a big backlash about it, sort of a psychic future backlash. Back to the backlash to the future, part six. Did I ever tell you about the time that I went to see Back to the Future 3 in the shitty theater in the town that I grew up in?
Yeah.
And they had spliced together the reels in the wrong order.
Oh, fuck.
So it was like... the most confusing time travel movie ever.
I think that still wouldn't be as confusing as Back to the Future 2, though. Just like
I don't know. I realized, where were we that we were watching Back to the Future 2? You know, it wasn't you. It was when I was in Seattle. We were hanging out in the hotel room watching Back to the Future 2, which I realized that I've only seen that once, and I think it was in the theater when it came out, and that I should really watch it again. Toxic Popsicle says, which Super Smash Brothers character do you guys think is the best? I think the one that isn't just completely ridiculous and confusing and doesn't make any goddamn sense at all is the best, which is to say a character in a game other than Super Smash Brothers.
But he did finally read the manual, so...
Yeah, I didn't play after I read the manual, though. It was really creepy. It was really creepy. I didn't mean to say creepy. It was, I was very angry at Super Smash Brothers for a very long time, and I borrowed it from Mr. Skullhead just so that I could try and figure out what the hell is going on, but it didn't work.
Yeah. Jake is
I think
not
that my biggest problem was not knowing the difference between Smash attacks and non-Smash attacks,
right.
And that is actually still my problem.
Although Jake does not really have the ability to just let go and mash buttons and see what happens. So, you know, a random game is probably not your game.
Yeah, I did whoop your ass pretty consistently.
Repeatedly. I'm a Pikachu or Kirby fan, not because I'm gay. You know, I am gay, but because they have a lot of weird and different attacks. And I really like Pika's lightning bolt.
And you really like Kirby's thing where even when I finally accidentally knock your ass way off the screen, you just, like, float back without penalty.
Yep.
Hundreds of times in a row. I had the best luck, it seemed, with Mario and Samus, which is never how I would have pronounced Samus. Yeah. But that's apparently how the Nintendo folks want you to pronounce it. Flying Ninja says, "Hey, Jick and Scully, what do your parents think about you guys being idolized by thousands? What do your parents think?"
They just keep waiting for the bottom to drop out, pretty much.
Yeah.
Just like, son, make sure you're saving money and make sure that Jick fellow doesn't screw you over.
Yeah, because I'm planning on screwing you over.
And over, and over.
Smacktard says, "Will the Pickle Factory be coming back?" Yes, right before I screw Mr. Skullhead over! So since I obviously can't reveal to Mr. Skullhead when I'm going to screw him over, that would indirectly reveal when the Pickle Factory is coming back. Riff says, "Why are my trophies listed in a different order than they were before?" Because I was optimizing some queries, and I optimized that one because it kept showing up in the slow query log, and it was because of some issue with the indexing on the trophy picture table, and... I didn't realize the order changed, but apparently it did, and that's why, because I made a change to that, like, yesterday or the day before. Phil has posted, wait, does he want us to tell everyone about this, Mr. Skullhead?
I'm pretty sure he does.
Okay. I will do a system message about this mirror that Phil is kind enough to be running for us right now.
I'm so far ahead of you, I have actually come behind you again.
Wow. I wish you would stop coming behind me, Mr. Skullhead.
I thought you liked it. Your mom does.
Oh, boy.
Yarn right. Mate says, item idea. Bone plus meat plus or equals boner. B-O-N-0-R. No.
Yeah, certainly don't. Like that.
Yeah. We're not, in that there is already some scatological humor in the game and that one of your attacks can be burping, we're not really big fans of, like, ho-ho, boner, you know? Unless it's in a...
I mean, I am. I am a fan of that kind of thing, but, you know, I have this WAV file, and I think it's my favorite WAV file, and it's just, it's Butthead saying, "Every time of day is boner time!" But, Mr. Skullhead, you never really came around on the Beavis and Butthead thing, did you?
Oh, I absolutely did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. Didn't... Because weren't you just, like, you're an idiot for... trying to convince me that this doesn't totally suck.
Yeah, and you sat down and described scenes to me for about 20 minutes until I said, yeah, I should probably check that out.
Hmm. See, that's how it always is.
Yep.
You never convinced me that your goddamn meatloaf and Billy Joel was any good, and I gradually make you cool. let's see. Shayla says, "Would it be possible to order the contact list in some sort of order that makes sense, like, say, alphabetically?"
Is it by player ID right now?
Probably. I mean, if I didn't specifically order it by something else, it's by player ID. Although, is that maybe on the skills page or on the on the manager contacts page?
It's the manager.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Zly is not here to put that on my to-do list, so I will... write it on a piece of paper and hope that piece of paper enters my field of vision at some point.
Right.
In the future. Alphabetize contact, abbreviated A-N-U-S, list, comma, everywhere. All right.
And I'm going to go grab a beverage, so grapple the mic for a bit.
Because you, like G Love, like cold beverages. You like cold beverages.
Okay.
Strigdje, capital S, says, meh, I keep getting the same song. awesome props for the mirrors, though. The same sad song, but with a different meaning now that you've been gone, or however that I shouldn't quote lyrics that I don't actually know. GCN Rules 1 says, what can you do with looters? Collect them, save them, trade them with your friends. King Friday says, maybe you got the virus from Scully's mom. Now, see, I didn't get the virus. Apparently lots and lots and lots of other people got the virus, and it just kept... What was happening was that the web server was getting requests that didn't complete, and so it would just sit there waiting for the request to be finished until the server process timed out, which the default on Apache is like 5 minutes. So there were just all these server processes sitting there for 5 minutes, dicking with whatever the virus was sending out before they got around to actually serving up images and forum scripts. And every once in a while, one would finish, serve up a bunch of stuff, and then get caught in another one of those little traps. And that was what was happening. Arcone says, speaking of Kingdom of Loathing dreams, once I had a dream where my ex-girlfriend had 99 violin cases. I think I woke up with pissed pants too. I kind of forgot. I don't think the pissed pants had anything to do with Kingdom of Loathing. The Muffin King, do you know the Muffin King? I know the Muffin King. He lives on Drury Lane. Says denial of service attacks are generally targeted. Yeah, no, okay. I mean, what strikes me as odd, and what makes me believe that it was random, is that if somebody was targeting a denial of service attack against us, why wouldn't they target the main web servers? Like, why would they just try and take the forums down? Fleeta says, give me free stuff. Kidding. Sorry. Meat Beggar t-shirts would be cool. I'd buy that.
Huh.
Yeah, it might be funny to have what does the picture of the Meat Begzor look like? Is it... a good picture?
If you can tell me the monster number, I'll fight one for you.
Oh. Because that's the kind of power we have, kids.
Or I could go...
I don't know. Did I not make that a... Oh, it's not in alphabetical order, the monster names, huh?
No.
Yeah.
There aren't even monster names related to that particular button.
Let's see. Scorpios asks in a private message to Jick, which is not the right way to ask things, but some other people have asked this too. How close are we to Ascension? A rumor was going around in the villa that it may be in February. Is that true? Mr. Skull had posted in the forums that we were thinking it might be by February, and I feel that the correct kind of fire has been lit under my ass by that statement, and I'm really going to try to... I'm really going to try to at least get it up on the dev server and get some people testing it, which is going to be fun because people are going to be like, why the hell did all the guys on the leaderboard just disappear? Very, very soon.
Yeah, that was the right kind of deadline.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're in the home stretch,
off,
I think.
But it's not just kind of off in the ether.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, like I said, I'm not making any promises. If it comes around to February 29th and it's not done, then, first of all, I'm going to be like, what the hell? February 29th in a non-leap year? Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to be like, you know, I didn't make any promises.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Now I've lost the browser window that our messages are in. Let's see. 20 minutes until we start sucking, Mr. Skullhead. But only 15 until your mom does. Oh!
Hey, giggity, giggity, giggity.
Werebear says, auto-disable accounts after 21-day ban 10 times? That's actually probably what we were thinking of, although the 11 would be more consistent with awesomeness, you know. Lagar says, could you make a itty-bitty monster calendar instead of just a boys or girls calendar? There's going to be some interesting calendar stuff that's in our... That's on one of our mid to back burners, not necessarily clan calendars either. Speculate on that. Let's see. Genesis Genome says, is it at all possible to have an add inventory to the mall? It adds your entire inventory to the mall at a set price. This can save a lot of people time.
It's a really bad idea.
Yeah, I don't believe that's something that people really want. Baron von Braun, I says, is my avatar almost done? Probably. I'm again, we're way behind on those, but
Right.
The work is being done. It's.
By the way, the Meat Begzor is just a stick figure with pulls around it.
So okay. Maybe I could make a shirt with a guy holding up a sign that said Meat PLZ.
Right.
Instead of the Sword and Martini guy in the existing shirt design that we have. Do you think people would want that?
I think so. I have a... somewhere in our super secret hidey hole, I have different ideas for just items and their descriptions or monsters in their description shirts.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool, actually. You know what would be kind of neat? Is one of those things like, you know, you always see like, Spring Break 1994! And then on the back it's like 5,000 euphemisms for being drunk and having sex with strangers.
Right.
We could do something like that with just a whole bunch of item descriptions on it.
Right.
Because, I mean, it would still just be, you know, with a bunch of item pictures and descriptions, and then the front could just be like a normal Kingdom of Loathing thing. I think that'd be kind of cool. If we just picked, like, you know, like our 50 favorite items.
Or, and then, like, a Kingdom of Loathing tour 2005, and just have, like, Cobb's Knob and on the back, like a concert shirt.
Yeah, once the store goes in, I think we can start dicking around with some stuff. Because, I mean, it wouldn't be that expensive to get, like, a dozen of some just arbitrary shirt printed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't, you know, and once we start selling some more, that'll fund some experimentation. Let's see.
Doc Trauma asks, is it okay for me to give KOL a cameo in a short film that Wendy the Witch and I are making? Our protagonist would be playing the game in a procrastination montage.
Sure.
Cool. Yeah.
I actually feel like I'm perpetually working on the game in a procrastination montage.
Right.
If my life were to flash before my eyes, it would definitely be a procrastination montage. I like that the toad called me a procrastitute.
That is a good word.
That is a good word.
It's cromulent.
It's a perfectly cromulent word. Devilon says, can you give us some insight on new areas / content that will be coming soon / post-ascension? Yes, it will be new content. Content that is different than old content.
In case you haven't noticed, we're the kind of folks who like people to open their presents on Christmas Day, in a metaphorical sense. In that, I think the more that we tell you about what we're going to do, the less fun it is when it actually comes in.
Yep. Gormless Eddie. There, he will never find an Eddie with fewer gorms. So, why are you not letting the player base know how to find the tinfoil hats? Because then our mind control devices wouldn't work as well.
Yeah, Jesus.
Kinky Sex Mace asks a question that a lot of people ask. Can Miss Accessories become tradable like Mr. Accessories, since they are essentially the same item? I've resisted doing that. What really ought to happen, and this kind of sucks, what I should have done was made Miss Accessories slightly different than Mr. Accessories. I didn't because I was afraid of pissing off the feminists. I don't want to mess with making them tradable in the store. Because, you know, it's... Spending your Mr. Accessory in the store is committing to no longer having the currency for Mr. Store. So, you know, absolutely it's a bad idea to make the juniors tradable.
Yeah.
And I would rather be consistent in that direction than consistent in the opposite direction, which is actually inconsistent.
Yes. What? No.
Right.
Yes.
Rickett says, can we please get a link to player profiles from buff notifications in chat? That is actually a pretty good idea. Player profile link in buff notification, abbreviated ANUS. We haven't gotten anything from ANUS18, have we? GCN Rules 1 says, why won't you answer my questions? We can't answer every question. I don't know why we haven't answered your previous questions. Why don't I scroll back and look?
Yeah.
Scrolling, scrolling, I like scrolling.
Well, Zach, scroll.
He asked what you can do with looters, and I answered it.
What you can do with looters is make a negligee or a brooch or a pterodactyl with big flappy wings. Speaking of airplane.
I think you're thinking of origami paper.
Oh, yeah. Same difference.
All right. Bri asks, when October rolls around, will the Dark Jill be available again, or will there be a new familiar for this year's October? I think we answered this last week, too, but it may not be a familiar, but there will be something new for this year's October, and my plan is to not bring back the Dark Jills. Those are, you know, I like having the rares in the kingdom be legitimately acquired items.
Right.
And those were acquired just, you know, very satisfyingly legitimately, because they actually required an expenditure of either a tremendous number of game resources or some actual money. And, you know, but the trade in those will change pretty dramatically, I'm thinking, when we allow the sucking of familiars out of the terrarium. I wish that there was a name for that that I could use instead of constantly having to refer to it in a really complicated verb phrase.
Right. De-terrariumizing? That's certainly more wieldy.
I don't know. I'm thinking it'll be something you can buy at the demon market that's like some kind of hourglass that reverses time, but that isn't funny.
Right.
Maybe a youth, the Fountain of Youth spray? Because then I wouldn't have to draw another picture.
Yeah. How about a time vacuum? Which, little vacuum cleaner that even though nature abhors it, manages to,
How do you then justify it vanishing at the end? Or were you thinking it'd be something you'd buy once and be able to use it over and over again?
Well, it seems like if it's going to be in an NPC store, it might as well be something you only buy once, but, you know. Creating content on the air is probably a bad idea.
Yeah, it probably is. Squishy18 says, Jick, you have a 1,200-pound familiar trophies. Why? Well, I was testing out it. Somebody pointed out that somebody had two Der Toast Deeb trophies, and I was like, huh, wonder how that happened. Oh, yeah, I'm stupid, and I was just demonstrating that. Although I do like that guy's interpretation, which is that the reason that I have four 300-pound trophies is because I banged Mr. Skullhead's mom four times. I was going to say three times. That would have been pretty confusing. Because why wasn't it three 400-pound trophies?
Right, right.
And how is it that I'm still able to stand up?
That's also the reason that Jake has four 3-inch trophies.
Oh! 110 Tomato says, can the Your Last Adventure link in the Charpane be added to the compact version as well? Yes, it can be, so quickly that it actually was added to the compact version at the exact same time it was added to the regular Charpane. If you click on ADV next to where it shows the number of adventures you have, that is the same as clicking on Last Adventure. The more you know, Mr. Skullhead.
And knowing is half the battle.
It is.
Kelly has a good question that we haven't talked about the street team in a while, because that I put that thread up and then it kind of died. It kind of died. Kelly asks, have you talked about the street team on the radio? I'm an ad major and I'd be down with making ads up to be added to the collection Scully made. I had in my mind a notion that I could put up some posters on the forums in a thread and people would download them and print them and put them in all sorts of interesting places and take pictures, and five or six people did a very good job on those, but then it kind of passed quicker than I would have thought it would have passed out of people's minds. So, Kelly, yeah, go ahead and make up some ads, and I'll take a look at them, and we'll see if we can get the street team to go again.
Devilon says, will trophies and tattoos be carried through Ascension? Yes, absolutely, definitely. Richie says, can I hack your database and give myself items and meat? Be my guest, Richie. The police are on their way. Baron von Brauneye says, is there anything special for Groundhog's Day? Maybe. There might be a minor little sub-holiday in February. I'm not going to make any promises. But we were thinking that, you would actually just keep getting 40 adventures over and over and over again on that day, but every time you played them, exactly the same thing would happen.
Right.
And then, you know, once you got your next 40, you would lose everything that you had, which would be really funny and just really a whole ass load of work.
Right.
Much, much more than, yeah. Tavern Wench says, more female items, please. How about the little black dress or an amazing bra? Requires a high level of muscle, or requires a high level of moxie to equip, and if you're male, it lowers muscle. If female, it raises mysticality. There are a bunch of female items in the pipe. Unfortunately, that pipe is more often used to smoke crack than it is to provide... I lost my metaphor.
I'm afraid so.
Skyled, shield, sild, skilled, says... I'm listening to you two rather than studying for my two midterms. Pack yourselves on the back. Now. No. What? Okay. I'm listening to you two rather than studying for my two midterms. Pack yourselves on the back. No. Do it. Now. I want to hear it. Seriously. Good. Okay. Here we go. Although that was more smacking than patting. But you can't do that, Mr. Scullin. You can't send me long private messages that I have to read, because then I forget what I'm doing.
Then I get to talk, which is really cool.
Gormless Eddie says, isn't the eyes looking at you from the Sorceress's Tower warning enough that Ascension is coming? Sure. Sure.
What eyes? What?
Oh, you didn't know about that?
What are you talking about? There's no such thing.
What? Nothing.
Right.
Squishy18 says, hipster Ent draws near. Bust a rhyme, adventurer. Use that noxiousness. Okay.
Not bad. Adventurer. Yeah. It scans.
Oh, it's a haiku. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know it was supposed to be a haiku. I'm accustomed to seeing the slashes, you know. Let's see. Donna Matrix says, any plans for better clan admin functionality? In particular, I'm hoping the stash activity log will end up more like the store log. Info held for 48 hours. Copy and pasteable. I really need to revamp the clan log stuff in its entirety to include, like, when people are admitted to the clan and when people are kicked out and when people's ranks change and that kind of thing. Although... that might get kind of spamtastic, especially in the larger clans. But, yeah. Warbad says, and this is something that I've been thinking that I'm going to have to talk about as soon as somebody asks, and I'm glad that somebody did. Can you explain to me why did you change the turns played to updated daily? Do you hate Iocane Powder? Do you believe that there are shore bots? How do you feel about anti-PvP closet bots? All right. Here's the story. This is what happened, and it was something that I didn't announce, but I made it so whenever you look at a player's profile, instead of showing you an up-to-date number of turns that they've played, it just shows you the number of turns that they've played as of, like, yesterday at rollover. And the reason that I had done this is because a lot of people were running bots that perpetually reloaded the show player page, loading the profile over and over and over again so that they could see when somebody was using their adventures at the shore, knowing that at that time that player would be unbuffed so that they could attack them in PvP and be guaranteed to win if they were buffed. I did not change it because I hated Iocane Powder. I don't even know anything about Iocane Powder. I didn't, as I've been accused in the forums a lot, in a thread that really kind of pisses me off, do it because of some specific person whining about it. I don't even know who the hell you would be talking about if you were making that claim and nobody said anything specific. Do you believe that there are shore bots? I believe that there are shore bots for the reason that I am absolutely certain, having seen them in action, that there were shore bots. How do you feel about anti-PvP closet bots? They piss me off. They hammer on the goddamn profile page over and over and over again just to give the person running them a PvP advantage at the expense of every other person playing the game who doesn't care about your stupid bullshit and doesn't want the game to run really slow. So stop giving me crap about that change. Seriously. Yeah, I'm
awesome.
Sorry about that.
No, it's just really nice to hear you ranting instead of me. Because, you know, usually you are the level-headed one, and I'm the one who says motherfucker a lot.
Well, so, I mean, here's what they're doing now. People have already written scripts in the couple of days since I changed this that fake by just randomly dropping 500 meat into their closet at intervals, looking like they're going to the shore so that people will PvP attack them. But surprise, they're not actually, you know, doing anything other than just fucking with the game in ways that it's not intended to be used and wasting a lot of resources. So how do I feel about them? They really piss me off. I mean, they force me into a position that I don't want to be in, which is a position of having something else that I have to waste a bunch of time cracking down on. You know, so that's how I feel about all that.
All right.
People say that the whole looking to see when people are at the shore thing was like, you know, now that you've done away with that strategy, which calling that a strategy is...
Yeah.
That PvP is just a big e-penis stat measurement contest. And you know what? That's right. PvP is probably not very good. And the reason for that is that I can't figure out a way to do PvP that doesn't suck. I can't figure out a way to do PvP without having it be like all of the other web-based games that are just like PvP only, that don't have any content, which I really dislike to the point where I decided to make my own game, you know? And I'm totally welcome to ideas to add strategy to PvP. I really feel that there would be strategy to PvP if there wasn't so much... All right, here's the deal. There is an optimum strategy for PvP if you don't do anything like looking to see when people are unbuffed and going on their daily adventures. The way PvP was a long time ago, you couldn't attack somebody if they were logged on, and it was exactly... to combat stuff like that. I don't want to do that now, because all that would do would be to encourage people to write bots to leave them logged on all the goddamn time so that they would never be able to be attacked.
Right.
So, you know, there is an optimum way of going about being a PvPer now, because, you know, you use every single stat boosting potion, which you can afford because there's too much meat out there. And, you know, there should be choices that you have to make. And there are some things that are part of Ascension that are going to add some new mechanics to PvP that I hope will make a difference, and I hope that people will see them as something that is a fun addition that changes up PvP a little bit, as opposed to just, like, bitching at me about ruining PvP again. You know, but I don't have a lot of... I don't have really high hopes for that. Sorry. I need to get my hackles back down.
Yep.
Really. This has been maybe 7 minutes of Jick's very first on-air flip-out. Let's see.
Moonbuggy asks...
What's that? What?
Moonbuggy asks, did you get the word Ascension from Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Are we all going to be eaten by a giant snake? As much as I am just a huge fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, no. I think... it is something that you can do in NetHack, but I didn't really know that when Jake and I started talking about it, and I just used that word for no particular reason.
Yeah, I don't remember, because that was a long, long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
I think we were at Anderson's when you came up with that.
Yep.
And we haven't been to Anderson's in a very, very long time. Like, that had to have been, like, a year and a half ago that we decided that that's the way the game was going to flow. And, man, we sure have gotten a lot done on that in the last year and a half.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, at least when I use it, I'm using it as in terms of what it means in NetHack. Even though, you know, really, Ascension in NetHack isn't any more or less starting over than, like, just getting killed in NetHack. Because you don't really get to go through again with the same character, but... that's because that works very differently. Chubbles says, yes, there is a band called Can. They're pretty weird. Thanks, Chubbles. Let's see. Idle Will Kill says, there have been a lot of rumors flying around about the final confrontation with the Sorceress and the post-Ascension Kingdom. With this in mind, do you enjoy long walks on the beach? I do not enjoy long walks on the beach. Oh. I enjoy long walks off of short piers and flying a kite. What about you, Mr. Skullhead?
I enjoy them, but not as much as pina coladas and getting caught in the rain.
What song is that from?
Escape.
Oh, right. Okay. Gorm Lissetti says, will you be able to save your store name and or membership in your clan after Ascension? That is actually the last mechanical decision I have to make, is what happens to clan stuff upon Ascension. The store name, I mean, no, you don't get to save your store name, because that doesn't make any sense. I mean, there's really nothing preventing people from having the same store name as you now anyway, I don't think. Is there? No, there's actually not, because every once in a while somebody will make a Boozer Bears Kasbah of values.
Right.
Yeah. Tote says, CA, presumably meaning can, is a band, 70s experimental rock a la The Dead. Sorry, thought this was a radio show. This is a radio show. It's just not a radio... Hey, it's a telemarketer!
Well,
man,
we got a whole hour of show before they chipped in.
We sure did. The Toad asks, whose mom lost their virginity first? Well, Scully's mom lost my virginity when I was about 12.
Did you look under the bed?
Yeah, and I found all your gay porn, Mr. Scully.
And by the way, I do want that back at some point. I do want that back at some point. You could have just left it there.
Oh, yeah. All right. King Friday says, is it legal to sell meat on eBay? Real meat, yes. I'm guessing that it's probably not illegal, at least in terms of the laws that exist and eBay's policies, to sell things that don't exist on eBay. What is definitely the case, though, is that if you buy meat on eBay and get ripped off, nobody on earth has your back.
Yep.
Not eBay, not us, not PayPal, not anybody, because you're paying money for something that doesn't exist. I mean, you know, people probably think that, well, yeah, but I pay money for Mr. Accessories, which don't exist, and that's what puts delicious El Pollo Loco chicken wings on your table. No, you're not really paying money for things that don't exist. You're donating money and then receiving a gift for donation. You know, which I'm sure a lot of people see it like that, but it's really not. When you, however, say on eBay, I will give you this stuff, which is not really property and which doesn't really exist, in exchange for actual money, then you're just doing a whole lot of at-your-own-risk stuff.
Word.
You know, I'm not going to go after it, because honestly, I'm kind of flattered. I think it's pretty cool that something I made actually has spawned, you know, virtual trade and stuff. And it's fine if people want to do it, you know, but there is no official position. Yeah. Jumbo Brian says, why don't Pastamancers have any buffs? For the same reason that they don't have turtles or a seal clubbing club when they start, because Pastamancers are a class that doesn't have buffs. You know, they make dry noodles. Why don't sorcerers make dry noodles? Because they're not sorcerers. I mean, because they're not Pastamancers. I'm confused and confusing. Let's see. Kelly says, are you going to limit the list of beliefs? Because mine has grown to a couple scrolls long. No, I don't really see any reason to limit it, although, I mean, I guess there's some potential for abuse there, but not, you know, with... no. Nope. Coca the Cola says, are there plans for a meatsmith in the box? No. Haplo3k says, dude, I am so totally not a dude, and I knew that! McFarter says, would you consider a community cocktail shaker or oven in town where there could be a small fee to make cocktails or cook stuff? No, because I want that to cost turns, because I want that to be something that you have to make some decisions about, and something for which there have to be some trade-offs, because that's what makes games, that's what makes games fun.
Right.
Is that right? Sound right. Never mind. That makes, all right, that's what has to agree, not makes games. Yeah. Colmo D says, when Adult Swim finally makes a KOL anime series, will you please let me do the voice work for the Hermit? Sure, Colmo D, but you gotta talk in the old man voice like Jasper from The Simpsons. A whole bunch of people know, which is to just say Richie over and over again, says, Jick, can I have you say something that I'm not going to say, so stop sending messages over and over and over again?
Can we just agree, all of us, that we're not going to say anything on the radio where you say this for the sake of saying it?
Sometimes if it's funny, we will, but But if you send it more than once, we definitely won't.
Yeah.
Haplo 3K sent up that picture of her from the Stinkernaut site that shows that she's not a dude. I didn't say I did. I was trying not to give out information that I didn't know if people wanted it given out or not.
Mm-hmm.
Stridge Digiz says, "You guys have any plans on getting container type / carry limit back after Ascension? Kind of curious." Nope, I don't want to do that. GCN Rules 1, is it just me or no one's answering my questions? I've answered every single question you've sent in, GCN Rules 1. Let's see. I just want to give Skullhead a smack on the head for the comment in the new pizza. Smiley with tongue out. Ham and pineapple are the best pizzas ever, hands down. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Whatever. You guys are weird.
Gormlosetti asks, whose mom has the bigger mustache?
Neither of our moms have a mustache except for the white mustache that Jake's mom sometimes has when I'm through.
Yeah, it's like a milk mustache, only that's not milk. Yeah. Believe me, it doesn't taste good with chocolate syrup. Yeah, I'm just... Bunny Bab says, can I have a pic of you guys naked, please? No, you certainly can't.
Sure.
Fat Man says, do you like the band The Pillows? They are awesome. Also, you should put a way to get your time on banning to go down over time. Yeah, that makes sense. The successive ban should ban you for less time and not more.
I think we already have a thing where the amount of time your band goes down as you wait for it to run out.
Yeah, that's true. let's see. Shayla says, Jick or Scully, boxers or briefs, when you choose to wear underwear. We've had this before, but...
boxer briefs.
Scully wears boxer briefs. I wear boxers, although... I find, as I get lazier and lazier, that I spend more and more time with no clean boxers, and therefore commando. Let's see. Luton Lenny says, I need helpo with a bet for 2 million meat that I would have the highest stat in my clan by Friday. Can you help? Nope. No, I can't. Smacktard says, are you going to make Yeti signs tradable or sellable? Nope.
Yep. I like how the second hour of the show is usually us answering questions we answered in the first hour.
Yeah, and also just the same goddamn question over and over and over again in private messages. I think it might be time to start a policy where if we get the same message from you more than once, you're just getting banned for like a week.
Yeah.
So that you can't do it to us during our next show. So let's say 8 days.
Totally.
Because seriously, knock it off. Dear Sire says, is there an item in the game we can use to make Jick funny? I don't know. I also don't know if there's an item in the game you can use to kiss my ass. Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
Jick's funny.
Torek says, any chance of adding custom items to Mr. Store, items like Boozer's Fez or Bashy's Club? No, because I don't want the, first of all, we get to decide what people's custom items are.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we don't want a bunch of ticklet items up there. The other thing is that's way too much work for something that people are gonna be really like in a hurry to get.
We really couldn't we couldn't charge enough. How do you parse this sentence? We couldn't charge enough Mr. Accessories to make it worthwhile. Pretty much.
Yeah. Let's see. GCN Rules says, as I answer his next question, why did you change the detective skull? The reason that I changed the detective skull, and it probably won't stay a hat forever, but it will stay a hat until I make the sort of equipment mechanics change that is going to put it where I want it. Every time you fought, it was checking to see whether you had a detective skull in your inventory. And the inventory table is now ginormous, and it was adding, during periods of lag, anywhere from 2 to 3 seconds to every execution of the fight script, which is irritating. So what I did was make it equipment, because I can check what's equipped because I already have that in memory during the time when it would be checking your inventory to see if you had a detective skull. So... Yeah, that's why I changed it. It was no grand conspiracy. It was an accident that it had zero power. I know a lot of people were kind of pissed and thought that I had done that on purpose to dick newbies over somehow, but it was totally an accident. I don't know if I just forgot, because I remember when I changed it from nothing to a hat, also specifying the power of it. So unless I accidentally just changed the auto sell price instead of the power, then I don't know. Let's see. I'm on drugs, says Jick. I think you should make a video KOL. It would just feature 24-hour feeds of Scully and your mom making sweet, sweet love. Believe me, man, nobody wants to see that.
Yeah. Except me.
Speaking of things nobody wants to see, I am going to go drain what my people refer to as the main vein. Mm. So you're going to have to answer a couple of questions for me.
All right. Smackard asks, are you guys fans of Helen? Not really in any incarnation, but especially not the David Lee Roth incarnation and the Gary Cherone incarnation. I mean, that Sammy Hagar's kind of cool, I guess. But, you know, whatever. Amazing Upas has ever considered fishing or water-based adventuring areas. Just wondering, and thank you. Well, you're very welcome, Upa. And, we've got so many ideas that for adventures and zones and whatnot that are just backed up in the pipeline behind Ascension. So, once Ascension gets into place, we will breathe deeply, we will drink for a couple of days, and then you will probably see just a shitload of content hitting, you know, at regular intervals. Fearsome Phantom says, what do you do during rollover other than each other's moms? I'm never really playing that late, so I think what Jick does is masturbate to the gay porn he stole from me. So, yeah, sadly. Smacktard says, aren't you guys making huge profits off this game? No. We're making enough to keep the game running. We're making enough to pay Jick's salary full-time and my salary part-time and Zlaenia's salary even part-time. But, you know, none of us have solid gold mansions made out of Ferraris with hot tubs in them. So, you know, if there were ways to make the game better by spending more of the donation money on it, we would. We have never been like, well, you know, we could buy a Winnebago, or we could make the game better, you know, and decided on the Winnebago. That's just never happened.
Hey, did I mention that I just got a solid gold hot tub added to my Ferrari Winnebago?
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty nice. Ferrari engine in a Winnebago. It goes about 6 miles an hour. Ilaria says, would it be plausible to make a search function to find out what time someone last was on? I don't know. I mean, I suppose I could increase the granularity of the display on the profile page that says when their last logon was, because, you know, I could. The time is included in the data that already gets pulled out of there, and it would just be a matter of displaying it. I don't know if that's something people would like or not. I don't know. Put a poll in the forums, because I totally don't care. Frazzlehoon says, is it true that Boozer Bear possibly could have used URL scripts to get multiple badass belts, continuum transfunctioners, etc.? I mean, yeah, that's where all of his stuff that he has multiples of things that you shouldn't have multiples of have come from is, you know, bugs that he found and used and then told me about and then I fixed. Except I didn't fix the multiple continuum. It isn't that I didn't fix the multiple transfunctioner thing until yesterday, or rather today. It's that I fixed one way of doing it, but not apparently the way of doing it that people were continuing to do. So there are a lot of people with lots of continuum transfunctioners in their display case, but I put the... what's that word that starts with a K and ends with Bosch that kibosh. You put on things when you stop them?
Kibosh.
Kibosh? What does that mean?
It means, like, your plans are fucked up.
Yeah, but I mean, where does that come from? Do you know? I mean, it sounds like it's probably Yiddish, right?
Seems like it.
I bet somebody knows.
Yeah. Several people are probably going to tell us.
Tavern Wench says, what about a frosty beer mug? You equip it when drinking beer to get more stats / adventures. A mini-ode. Good for lower levels that can't afford the better drinks. That's actually kind of a cool idea if it only applied to beer.
Right.
Yeah, again, that is something that would fit in really well in the sort of space that I want the detective skull to occupy when I eventually make these changes that I've got planned. But yeah, it's a good idea. Smacktard says, "Will we see the spectral pickle factory : the spectral pickle factory strikes back? Probably." Let's see. I'm on drugs, says, "I've been worried about my relationship with Frazzlehoon. Do you think I should agree to wear a condom? Sleepless in Michigan. I'm on drugs." I don't even know how to respond to that, man. Frazzlehoon says, "Bang, bang, 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 111, oni, oni."
So somebody
sent me a letter along with a donation by mail that was pretty funny. It was written in different colored crayons. I wish I remembered who it was. I don't, and I can't easily reach it because I would give that guy some props on there, because he was like, something about KOL rules and then a bunch of exclamation points and ones, but in huge crayon. And then said lag bad, no lag good. And then had like $10 taped on it. Exorcist 666 says, "Do you ever fantasize about having a threesome with Scully's mom and him? If by him you mean David Bowie, then yes. If by him you mean Scully, then absolutely not. I've seen him have sex with his mom a bunch of times, and it's not something I want to participate in, or really ever see again."
Wait, you've seen me have sex with your mom? Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Ribskinski? Does that mean that, like... Yeah, never mind. "Any plans to give us a better MP restore, and has the buff capsule idea been dropped?" I don't know. The buff capsule idea has been temporarily moratoriumed, or whatever the word for been put on moratorium, or having had a moratorium put on is. Let's say we put the kibosh on thinking about that.
No shit.
Let's see. Torek says, "Kirby poons all others in Super Smash Brothers." Okay. And now I can search for Kirby poons to get to the bottom of this. Wow, twice as many messages as there were. We're getting just a huge number of messages to Radio Bugbear tonight, which is cool.
Yeah. Nick Fair asks something which I think we should probably just address every week. "Why aren't you answering any of my questions? Why?" If we don't answer your question, within any period of time that we're on the air after you sent it, please don't send us another message that just says, "Answer my question," or "Answer my question, fucker," or "Please answer my question," because we're probably not going to answer everybody's question. And it doesn't mean that we hate you. It just means that we didn't think that we wanted to talk about it on air. So please respect our decision. Right, Jake?
Hey, Johnny says something that makes me feel all warm inside. Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. I totally... Unless I disagree with you actively after you say something, just assume that you speak for Asymmetric Publications, LLC, to the same extent that I do. If I contradict you, though, then my word is what we go on.
Yep.
And everybody knows that. Johnny says something that this makes me pretty happy. "Yesterday was the first time it's been more profitable for me to adventure at the Icy Peak than farm items to sell at the mall. Congrats on beating the bug meat down so much." Cool. And I think that's a very good indicator. I think pretty much everything that's being sold in the mall now is being sold at prices that are numbers of meat that it's possible to accumulate through normal gameplay. Some of them are obviously, it would take a long time to accumulate that much meat, but, I think we're in good shape. The doc says, "What's your sign, you sex-a-legged man?" If you're asking me, then it's cancer. If you're asking Scully, then it's yield, or slow children at play.
Yep. Or, Libra, but I really don't give a shit about horoscopes.
Yep. Let's see. Alex SC25 says, "Mr. Skullhead and Jick, what do you consider an old school player by? ID number, level, etc. And if so, what is the cutoff?" I mean, I don't consider, an old school player to be something that's like categorically different than a new school player. I mean, it's not like some magic number that if your ID is below that, I'm going to respect you a lot more than other players, because, you know, I love all my players equally, except for some of them. You know who you are, pricks. But I don't know. I mean, it's alarming. It's alarming to me. I take note if I'm looking at somebody and their player ID is 4 digits, mm-hmm. Because I know that they were around in the first few months.
Right.
And it just. I mean, it's interesting to me to just think about people like that. Inkanu is by far the old schoolist of the old school, as far as, you know, people that we don't like know.
Right.
He was one of the very first actual people playing the game, and he's still around every once in a while, and it is awesome. Beatrix Kiddo asks a question, which is spawned from a change that I made recently and didn't say anything about, which not because I was trying to hide it, but just because I forgot. Going from Riff's question, why do trophies default to hidden? I did that as a measure of convenience for myself. I forgot that I had already coded the profile page to not show my trophies. I actually had to change it today for the 4 300-pound trophy things that I wanted everybody to look at and be like, oh, OMG, Jake hacksword the game. I decided, and I meant to do this to begin with, when I first added the public field to the database, I thought I defaulted it to 0, but it turns out I defaulted it to 1. What I meant to default it to was 0, because I think you should have to actively add trophies to the case that other people can see. You know, the reason that I did it the day that I did it was because I was testing the one of the new trophies, and I didn't want to spoil the trophy by having people see it on me and then learn the name of it and then use the name to,
And then, yeah.
That one thing. Circle Jerker, what a wonderful name, says... Can you add a link at the Hermitage to trade all worthless X for what you want, like the trading post? Yes, again, that's something I need to do.
Mm-hmm. I wish you would. It would make it a lot easier to do.
Salem says, chickens... What?
What? Oh, no. Please continue.
Another mirror. Do you think it's worth posting another mirror? Or did you already?
I haven't posted that one. I don't know if we need to now.
Probably might as well. I'll do it.
Yeah.
And system. Another mirror up at : Link.
Link.
Thanks, Yogg-Mate-th. I like that name, Yogg-Mate.
Yeah. Because
it's like, you know, Cthulhu-esque. Doc Galactic and I picked up a couple of starter decks for the Call of Cthulhu collectible card game. Mm. It seemed pretty fun. The Cthulhu stuff is cool. I like Cthulhu. Let's see. What was I about to read? Salem. Chicken Skull. This game is a serious addiction for me and many I know. What prompted you to create it? What was the inspiration? Well, Mr. Skullhead's mom is the reason for my life. She's my inspiration. And the rest of the words I don't know, so I can't keep quoting Peter Cetera. But in a way, I feel like my penis is bigger as a result of my inability to quote Peter Cetera comprehensively. That makes me pretty happy. You know, I played a lot of online games, and none of them really maintained my interest. So I don't know, I'd started dicking around with a couple other games, sort of got them into... some limited alpha testing, showed them to my friends, and then never put them out there. And then I think the single most prevalent inspiration for the beginning of it was probably Progress Quest, because Progress Quest is a game that sort of makes fun of traditional MMOs by just playing itself. It's completely non-interactive. But the names of the monsters and stuff were really funny, and I was just thinking, why isn't there, like, a comedy web-based multiplayer RPG that's free? And I'm like, wait a minute. I know how to make web-based multiplayer RPGs! And then I did, and it was cool. And then very soon after that, Mr. Skullhead started helping me with the mad writing skills required to catapult the kingdom to the point that it's at now. Boy, I really ran out of sentence there.
Yep.
Karate Pedo says, tell Jick to allow begging in newbie. Jick, allow begging in newbie. No, Jick, that's a dumb idea. All right.
Karate Pedo also just got his account disabled because he was one of the many people harassing, or many multis harassing one of their fine players.
Good deal. So, well, fuck off, Karate Pedo.
Karate Pedo and his many, many multis are gone and gone again.
ANUS18 says, have the roofers come yet? No, they haven't. And it's really irritating. Mr. Skullhead and I were talking the other day, and everything that goes wrong in my house, I say, you know, I really probably shouldn't mess with fixing this. I should get a professional in there. And Mr. Skullhead pointed out that really me trying to get a professional to do anything at my house always turns out to be just much worse than I could imagine possibly being able to fuck it up myself.
Right.
It's probably not the case. I'm also getting my cable rewired. Because even though today's problems with my internet connection didn't have anything to do with the internal wiring in my house, it is very, very shitty and has caused a lot of problems in the past. And since it's now, you know, it's not just me relying on this internet connection working. It's all y'all. I think it's worth it to have them actually do some wall drops and stuff. But who knows when that's even going to happen. Although, actually, I think it's the day after tomorrow that they're supposed to come out. But the roof guys who... We're going to fix the collapsing ceiling in my bathroom. It's like, I don't know, I'm pretty busy. I guess I'll call you when I can come and fix it. And I'm like, thanks. Wild Oats says, hey, Jick, why in the hell do you pronounce query so weird? I always hear people pronounce it query. Yeah, the guys that I used to work with at my day job before this used to give me a lot of shit about the way that I said query. They would say, you mean query? And they also used to give me a lot of shit about... Alright, well, sorry about that. I'm not seeing anything that would have made that happen from here. Maybe the cable is screwing up again.
Awesome.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it sounded like the times where your voice will just catch for a second, but instead of catching for a second, it caught for like three or four.
Oh, well, okay. Okay. Let's
I pronounce
see.
It query.
Beatrix Kiddo says, and why did the servers bog down the other day? I heard... Hello?
Yeah. Huh. Now is not the time.
Are we having problems here?
Difficulties, God damn it. I heard you start with Beatrix getting So, please continue.
Oh, okay. So, alright. Alright, I just wasn't sure if you were hearing me from, like, 3 or 4 minutes ago, because that would be really... doubly confusing to the people on it. Yeah. Beatrix Kiddo says, why did the servers bog down the other day? I heard Anti-Malbot and Brahe had logged on multiple times. It wasn't that they logged on multiple times. It was that they were, the first two people to log on after the server came back up. And there was a problem with that table that keeps track of who is online, where it was re-updating without deleting the previous records, because something happened that it got corrupted in such a way that it couldn't... rows could be added but not deleted. And it just it spun out one. I didn't realize Anti-Malbot had done it too, because I was in a channel with Brody, but not Anti-Malbot. Chubbles says, mad props for referencing my mall store. What did we say about Chubbles' mall store?
Nothing that I know of. Maybe he's...
I don't even know what Chubbles' mall store is.
Nobody visit Chubbles' mall store, because he's trying to get us to...
Nope. That's pretty funny, actually, because I bet now everybody's looking at Chubbles' mall store.
Clever bastard.
Nightmare says, what was your Progress Quest character name? Is your cable fixed? And will you ever combine all the search functions into one page and allow for profile searches? My PQ character name was... I don't remember. My cable seems to be fixed. And... Oh, Chubbles' mall store is called I Like Cold Beverages, and I was talking about G-Love when you left to get a beverage earlier, you said beverage. Doc Galactic and I, when we were trying to talk about booze without actually talking about booze when we were in high school, used to refer to an engagement at which there would be alcohol as an engagement which our good friend Seagar Eveb would be visiting. Seagar Eveb being, of course, beverages backwards.
Yeah.
And then it's evolved into, if somebody was going to have vodka, we would be like our Russian friend, Seagar Evebsky. And then I think we had a tequila one too.
Which is but, I didn't like tequila.
Yeah, so good old Cigar Evab. Galactic is notable not only in being you know, one of the people that I wrote into the game very, very early on, but also being the guy with whom I got drunk the very first time I ever had any alcohol.
God damn.
That being vodka and grapefruit juice up in some bluffs behind the mall in the town that Scully and
Jack's going out again.
And the Doc and I grew up in.
Huh. That's so weird. Well, not that you and Doc Lactic were drinking, but like the 3-second pause. Hey, you don't have anything uploading at this point, right? Or, damn. What am I going to do if Jack's not connected anymore? I'm going to wait for him to call me. Hey there, Jack. Unmute your mic, Jack. Well, probably his mic is unmuted.
Rocks down too for a while.
Ah, there we go. Now I can hear you.
And guy from that cell phone commercial. Can you hear me now?
You're really really going in and out, though.
Unmute. Can you hear me? I have problems with anything else that's running on my machine, like what's causing it. No, sorry, man. I don't know what's going on.
Well, you know, at least we're a half hour late for sucking.
Yeah, that's true. And so's your mom, by the way. I don't know where she is. I left the door unlocked, as we agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. Miss Accessory says, "What about a shirt that rips off the MasterCard commercials?" Why a shirt?
I think the I think that's a fad that's pretty played out. Like a shirt that says "Bitchin' Meat Car, 350 Meat," "Knob Goblin Harem Girl, 500 Meat." Getting a disease in the box,
oh.
Priceless.
I see.
Yeah. We're also not going to make a got KOL shirt.
Yeah, you know, it really irritates me that place that we ate sushi the other night. Right, is named Got like, I can understand like making fun of somebody else's trademark or just like abusing somebody's catchphrase, but like to actually name a store, I mean to go into business with a name that is so ludicrous, like what the hell are they thinking?
Yeah, tasty sushi.
I mean, if I was Milk, I would totally sue the ass out of those people. Oh, it was tasty. Yeah, no, that was a really. It certainly wasn't worth the drive. There's got to be a closer restaurant that's just as good as that than that. D. Omen took us. He didn't really take us. He said, "Hey," and also in goddamn New Mexico. So we did.
Yep.
And I feel like I'm probably not on the air anymore. Am I?
You are on the air. I'll just the whole time that you're talking, I'll say like. Ramalama, 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 so that you know that you can still hear me.
That'll be good, and also your soul will get closer and closer to nirvana.
Hmm. I need an easy friend. I do.
Wondering which one you were gonna pick.
Right. Aren't you glad I didn't pick the like one of the more obvious ones though? Is it? Am I cooler because
yeah.
You pour some vocabulary into your Mr. Skullhead in a box. It starts to vibrate and explode, and spits out some mistake grammar.
Idle Will Kill says, "Next October, could we have a Canuck Thanksgiving complete with beaver tails, poutine, and root beer?" Probably not. Let's see. Shadows Light says you should de-evolve your familiars. That is how you suck them out of the terrarium. Yeah, maybe like devolution in a can, and it could have some Devo reference.
Mm-hmm. Are we not men?
Oh, right. We are Devo. Lex says for de-terrarium. That'd be kind of in poor taste. And also not really make a whole lot of sense. Because, I mean, I'm pretty sure that the morning after pill is not something you can use to, like, just make it so your, you know, 15-year-old sperm doesn't exist anymore.
Right. Would that you could, though.
Yeah, I know. I have a lot of problems with my 15-year-old son.
Well, I was thinking other
police and
children.
Yeah, we were talking about how, you know, there's that Domino's commercial where it's like they talk about, now we have this super special deal where you can satisfy sausage guy, Hawaiian guy, and pepperoni guy. And then they're like, hey, who invited I'll pay you tomorrow guy?
Yeah.
And we were joking that if they had bought their pizza from somewhere up and therefore not be there to steal their pizza.
Oh,
that pro-life.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. So there's a whole bunch of suggestions on how... what? Am I cutting out or something?
Yeah, you're glitching pretty badly and actually losing information, too. Like, you'll start to read a thing, and then it'll pause, and then... Like, it actually won't pick up where we left off.
Yeah, that sucks. Sorry, I mean, it must just still be problems with my cable.
Yeah. Yep, I...
Oh, let's see. Jan Revolta. No. I don't know what that is. Upfus Jake Sick Jet Claw, like one of those quarter machines you pull cheap stuffed animals out of. That's, because we don't like you, fat man.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Barleyhop suggests, how about calling the retrarianization of familiars reincubation? Concise and to the point, eh? Let's see. Sky Crew says, could one of these vending machines remove familiars? And then links to it to read. Which, I mean, of course I can, because I also can't be bothered to ignore it. Let's see. Sed says, can you make it simple to get to the top of the lair if you already beat the maze in the cavern, and also make the maze in the main page of the Sorcerer's Lair? Make one, be not a bad idea.
You're,
make the top part.
We're getting about three words at a time with a good 5 seconds of silence in between. Huh. Do you want to try and reboot your box? Or, you know, my mom's box? Can you hear me now?
Parts of those pictures through it. Still there, Mr.
Yeah, but we're getting like we're getting like three words and then 10 seconds of pause from you.
Well, that's and running with the machine itself. It's got to be my connection.
Yeah. Huh. What do we do about that?
On without me, Mr. Skullhead.
That is the thing that I can't do.
Try rebooting. Go ahead without me, if you can hear this. Otherwise, I'll send you a...
Alright, Jake is going to reboot his computer, and I'm going to read some random shit. Donna Matrix doesn't ask, which is kind of rude, but, you know, it's okay. So glad to hear female-oriented items planned. Would love to see a leather corset, Donna Matrix, I would love to see you in a leather corset, too. So feel free to send pictures. And while Jake isn't on here, kids, if you're over 18, send your pictures to kolhindsight.org. Go visit. It's funny. Hindsight, as in hindsight, is 2020. And we need your butts, kids. kolhindsight.org. If you are under the age of 18, please don't go there. Police Enforcer Dude says, answer me, you butts. Do you know what words mean, Police Enforcer Dude? Yep, sure. KOL Modi offers to pretend that he's Jake. I don't know. I try to pretend that Jezzerfly is Jick sometimes when we're having sex, and it never works. It never gets me off. Kinky Sexmay says, can you implement a gatekeeper feature like the Warehouse 23 bot, only less dependent on that bot being online? He's talking about a clan feature that would allow you to just have a list of players that, if they apply to your clan, they automatically get in, and anybody who's not on that list just gets automatically rejected. Probably not. We were going to add a Keymaster feature, though. Let's see. Mandolin, would it be possible to have players' names in subscripts on the graffiti wall? The libel gets a little old at times. Yeah, I'm sorry, Mandolin, that people are giving you a bunch of shit. And I know who writes on the graffiti wall. I can see the names. So if you see something on the graffiti wall that's horribly offensive, let me know. And Jick calling back.
Hello, sir.
Aha. Perhaps.
Let's hope this is better for the remainder of the 18 minutes.
It does appear to be.
Okay, now I got to get back in where the messages are so I can see them again and then figure out where we were. And sorry about that, folks. Technical difficulties abound today. I'm having many of what my people refer to as the problems. What did I miss, Mr. Skullhead?
I answered a couple of quick questions from the starting with Kinky Sex Mace's question about a gatekeeper feature, which would allow you to whitelist people that you want in your clan, and anybody else who applies is automatically rejected. That kind of thing.
What did you say about that?
I said we were probably going to work on a Keymaster feature, but probably not a gatekeeper feature.
Police Enforcer Dude says, do you guys answer these? No. No, we don't.
Never.
Did you already answer that?
Yep. Well, I answered the one that he said earlier. And I also addressed Mandolin's question that certain people can see what's written on the graffiti wall by name, by player ID. So.
Yeah, actually in response to all of the shit that was being done to Mandolin, I added that feature. And we can see it, and the mods can see it. And therefore, you are now accountable for things that you write on the graffiti wall.
Which, that's another thing that you just wouldn't think that you'd have to do, like having rules in the Ring of Flame, but...
Yeah. Butterfly9 in real life says, Jick, you are hot when you rant. I wasn't listening to what you were saying, but damn, it was hot. Yeah, well.
Yeah, Megary concurs, by the way, that you're very sexy when you're angry.
Okay, good. All right, I've figured it. See, I told you. You kept telling me I was going about it the wrong way, but nope.
The way to get girls is to yell.
Yeah, totally.
It's not the way to keep them, though, I've discovered.
Yeah, so have I. Brahe says, Jick, don't let the asshats get you down. You put a lot of time and effort into this game and put up with way more shit than I would. Bitching about a free game is just lame. Well, you know.
We need people to complain.
Yeah, we totally do. Because, I mean, seriously, the last thing I want is a bunch of sycophants. I mean, no offense, which is not to say that, like, shut up, Brahe, the last thing I want is a bunch of sycophants, because I do appreciate what you're saying, and I think, you know, you have a point, at least, you know, coming from the perspective of somebody who's as pissed off as I was when I was going off about that stuff. Oh, yeah. But no, don't turn this into, like, the time for hero worship, you know, because it's not, that doesn't do anybody any good. Like, we want people to complain about stuff that they think is dumb, and to do so in an articulate and well-reasoned way. Wow.
Speaking of, see, articulate reason,
I switched to Schlitz.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That's, I think, what's making Skype work so well. Smacktard says, are you guys fans of Halen? No. Not if you mean Van Halen. If you mean a bizarre abbreviation of Haley Joel Osment, then also no.
I don't know. He's a decent little actor.
Yeah.
If you mean, like, Halle Berry and you have no idea how to spell, then no. Yep.
Rib Skinsky said, did you get Willer Beer from the classic Kentucky Fried movie? I didn't, but Bjorn did. The guy, my friend from grade school, who wrote the haiku for the haiku dungeon.
You ever seen that movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, of course.
It's very good. Wow, I'm just totally run. I ran out of sentence again. My respect for that movie is a respect of extraordinary magnitude.
Word.
Nice but tricky, says, as he says every week, will you ever do anything with Uncle P's ruins? If you have something planned and it's a surprise, you don't have to tell everyone, just tell me, please. I beg of you. Well, not like on my knees, I just must know. Well, sorry, nice but tricky, but I'm not going to tell you, anything that I'm not telling everybody else.
Right.
Unless I do so in public where everybody else finds it. Let's see. HockeyMax19 says, will there ever be invaders from another place that we have to fend off? Presuming that you mean invaders, no. If you actually mean invaders, then probably. Again, asshole McSends 10,000 messages that say the same thing. Ask if there are any plans for a meatsmith in the box, and no, there aren't.
We're supposed to not answer the questions that they...
Yeah, I know. Wouldn't that be funny if that was actually that guy's name? Asshole McSends the same message 1,000 times?
That would be odd.
You should name your firstborn child that.
I might. Either that or not. D-Stuff says, I live in South Cali and I'm a film major. Do you mind if I did a movie on KOL? Nope. It'd probably be more entertaining if you made a movie on, like, weed or, you know, on uppers or, but, you know, you could make one on KOL.
Let's see. Seltzer Duke says, what's the time frame on ruining backspace updating the terrariums to enable familiar reactivation so I can get my bitching out of the way early? All right, I gotta ask, what about that feature is going to piss people off? It's probably too late to actually get any responses, but... yeah. Let's see.
Okay.
Antistatic says something, presumably, what I see him saying is, or am I not supposed to know about the card game? The card game is, of course, the card game that we're working on with a company out of Texas called Ape Games that I don't think there's been any official announcement about yet. I was actually talking to them yesterday about getting an official announcement out there, but it's, we probably shouldn't talk too much about it. But, yeah, there's going to be a Kingdom of Loathing-themed card game. Not a Magic-style collectible card game, but a standalone card game that's going to be fun and cool.
And already is.
Black Belt Duck says... Yeah. It already is fun and cool, yeah. Black Belt Duck says, what is your stance on Newt Prawn? And if you mean naked pictures of that little girl from Aliens, she's probably in her 20s now, so I'd be down with that.
Sure. Maybe it's girls that are turned into newts and before they get better.
Let's see. Bunny Bab says, has Jick seen Scully's really cute new avatar?
My forum avatar changed due to our ongoing Truth or Dare game.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What does it look like now?
Looks like Hello Kitty.
Uh-oh.
If you wanted me to sing a song on air in some kind of funny voice, and I refused. That was the backup.
Wow, that's pretty queer.
Mm-hmm.
Sizzler says, there is an item you can use to kiss Jick's ass. Knoll lips.
Word.
Wow, we're way behind. Like, I can't believe how many of these messages we've gotten today. That's seriously like three times the volume of messages as we normally get.
That is one thing about if we had more slots... For listeners, we would have a lot more in the bin here.
Yeah, I mean, which would allow us to be, you know, more selective, but less inclusive.
Right.
Which is kind of saying the same thing twice.
Yeah. Blue Max asks something about which I want to rant for a bit. What do you think about people like Chatbat who emote in chat and do things like purring, flapping, and dancing? I think... people who do that are attention whores, and I think people who bitch about that are attention whores, and I think that everybody in the chat is an attention whore in their own special way, and probably shouldn't make fun of other people for being attention whores. Taking the time and effort to, say, start a forum thread like somebody recently did about that just shows that you are doing exactly the same thing they are, which is trying to get people's attention, and at least they're having fun. So, fucking leave them alone.
All right. Nothing like stuff I don't know anything about.
Oh, there's a thread on the forums like, God damn it, every time I come into chat, people are huggling and stuff, and it's lame.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually was considering putting a huggle filter in that you could turn on voluntarily. Because I got to say that I'm a little uneased by the huggling.
That doesn't hurt anything at all.
Yes, it does. It hurts my soul. Jumbo Brian says, will you two be at KOL Con Carne in San Francisco February 5th? Yes, we will.
Not only will we be, we are bringing some more KOL luminaries with us.
We are certainly. Sky Cruise sends us a link with the origin of Kibosh, which I'm going to check out right now. And it's from Random House. So, the word kibosh has been with us for over 150 years. It is pronounced either kibosh, the first syllable is in rye, or kibosh. The most common use by far is in the phrase you mention, put the kibosh on, meaning to put a stop to, deliver a finishing stroke against, quash, squelch, etc. Oh, something I've been intending to do is actually read a random passage from Country Home magazine. I ended up with a copy of Country Home magazine in my house when my mom came to visit. And I thought I would share, this particular thing. One, a smart laundry center can handle more than dirty clothes. Here, shelves hold stacks of clear plastic bins to keep such items as vases and towels organized. Wasn't that fascinating?
Yep.
Country Home is a great magazine. Sorry.
It takes me home to a place where I belong.
Sick Bacchus says, have you seen Henry Scudder? Are you, in fact, the Russian soldier? In that I am management around these parts, I suppose so. It appears that I am the Russian soldier, though. It's not confirmed.
That's right over my head.
Yeah, well, you need to, I've been recording Carnival on the little DVR thing that I got.
Yeah.
And I don't have the first episode from this season, but I probably could, because I think they're going to replay it in a couple days, and I'm going to set it to record. And you should, if the first season of Carnival is available on DVD, you should rent it and watch it, because it's just so goddamn good.
I saw three or four episodes over at Charlie's house, who doesn't play anymore, so there's no need to refer to him by his player name. But, yeah, I thought about just buying the DVD set, but it costs, like, $100, which seems excessive.
I don't know, man. I am in love with that show, and it's good that our player base is aware of it, that being HBO's Carnival. I was really happy to find out that it came back for a second season, because I think there was some question about that. I think a lot of people didn't really get it at first. I mean, even people I know, you know, like my mom, for instance, who was a big fan of The Sopranos, big fan of Six Feet Under, just, like, wasn't into Carnival at all.
Hmm.
She kept trying to watch it and was just, like, didn't like it. Speaking of which, Six Feet Under should be back on soon. Although the last season of that is pretty different. Circle Jerker says, so sad that the eBay KOL meet is only going for $1.70. Actually, that's more than it's worth. If you look at, the conversion rate for Mr. Accessory to meet, and again, this is all just pure speculation, and absolutely no official statement has been made about this at all, whatsoever, nor will it ever be. But, you know, with Mr. Accessory being around 11 million meat, a million meat is what, worth like $1.10?
Oh.
No, that doesn't work. I fucked up the arithmetic there. A million meat is worth like 90-some cents. Let's see. Djibouti Robert says, what is your favorite brand/type of vodka, and how do you take it? I don't actually like vodka. I don't get vodka, because, as I've said many times, the absolute best vodka there is vodka that tastes like nothing. And I would rather... I mean, this is something that a lot of people probably don't don't understand about me. I drink a lot, but I drink because I like drinking, not because I like being drunk. I actually enjoy the act of drinking. Booze, that is. And so I'm a whiskey and gin kind of guy. I want something that actually tastes like something. And although Mr. Skull had brought some vodka back from Russia that we sipped on, it was kind of tasty. It had some flavor other than rubbing alcohol.
Vodka is really a mixer for me. It just doesn't seem pointful to drink it straight. Whereas like a good tequila like El Jimador or the Jimmer, as we like to call it.
The Jimmer.
I'll gladly sit and sip. Or a good single malt scotch.
The Bastard asks, and this was another change that I didn't announce anywhere. Again, not because I was trying to hide it, but because I forgot. Why don't reagents cost 100 meat anymore? Because that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know why I made them cost 100 meat in the first place. You know, it is there. I like the fact that, for the most part, you can't consume meat in the game. So every time I find places that you can, which in that way you sort of are consuming meat if you convert, as it says, the reagent or the meat into a reagent. Oogie says, "Have you tried purple Altoids?" I have not even tried becoming aware of the existence of purple Altoids. What's in purple Altoids?
Weird. I feel the same way about Altoids as I do about candy canes, in that they should always be peppermint, god damn it.
I don't know, the cinnamon Altoids are pretty good.
Are nasty, as are the ginger and the licorice. And
the ginger is just sick as fuck, no matter what. Ugh. That's just one of those things that I mean, maybe it's a cultural thing, but I just don't get how anyone could possibly like that. The pickle ginger at sushi places tastes like goddamn Lysol. And it's
weird.
It just... I've
never picked up on that.
I mean, to me, like, I tried it and I'm like, whoa, this must have just been some garnish that I wasn't intended to eat. I mean, the thing is, it's there to, like, overload your palate with ass taste so that your body, as a defense mechanism, sprays a bunch of shit into your mouth that makes you not able to taste anything for a second to clear your palate. Thor the Mighty would like me to announce to everyone listening that the player picks page has been updated with 120 more player pictures tonight. Thanks. Hey, thank you, Thor the Mighty, again.
Yes.
We cannot thank you and Adria enough for all of your efforts and your constant vigilance and work, and running that whole thing, which I'm sure, especially now that it's linked to in profiles, is just getting reamed by people going to it. I certainly could have found a better way to phrase that.
I think that's a good question to go out on, though, Jake.
Oh, are we out of time?
We are out of time, and iSpeculum is waiting in the wings to rock everyone's faces.
All right, everybody, enjoy iSpeculum show, and it's been real. We'll talk to you in a week.
Yep, same bat time and channel and other things of that nature. Be cool.